Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Global protests targeting Tesla, demonstrators gathering around the world and from coast to coast in the U.S. for so-called Tesla takedowns, outraged by Elon Musk and Doge's massive cuts to the federal workforce. It comes as the electric car maker is facing acts of vandalism and other crimes. Here's ABC's Morgan Norwood.
Tonight, from New York to Washington to Los Angeles to San Francisco, and even abroad, Tesla takedown, a global day of peaceful action demanding an end to Elon Musk's influence over Doge, the Department of Government Efficiency, and its sweeping federal cuts.
We're going to put pressure on the administration, but also on Congress to stand up to them.
Organizers claim Musk's Tesla fortune helped him secure a role in the Trump administration, overseeing Doge and slashing government funding.
We don't think that Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, should be in charge of doing things like that.
Protesters are urging boycotts, calling on Tesla owners to sell their EVs and dump their stocks. While today's protests remain peaceful, recent weeks have been anything but. The FBI launching a task force in response to earlier attacks, including incendiary devices found at a Tesla dealership in Austin, Texas. And in New York, investigators looking for two people who they say carved the word Nazis and a swastika into a Cybertruck. Musk on Fox News warning the Trump administration is preparing to act.
And we're going to go after them. And the president's made it clear we're going to go after them.
And Musk says Tesla's vehicle cameras are now rolling, and President Trump is warning that vandals could face up to 20 years, possibly in an El Salvadorian prison.
That sounds delightful, doesn't it? You know, that we're in America, and if you are a vandal, you could spend 20 years in a prison in El Salvador. What have we become, people? What have we become? And it isn't even Liberation Day yet, although it has been a Liberation Day. It has been. You know, Inauguration Day was Liberation Day. He declared Inauguration Day was a liberation. This is the third time he has declared that we're going to be liberated. I just want to be liberated from him and Elon. That's all I really want to be liberated from. But right now we're facing tariffs and special elections tomorrow. But first, I just wanted to give a shout out to all the fine people that attended the takedown Tesla rallies over the weekend. Well done. Keep going. I'm proud of you. It was very peaceful. You know where there was not peace? You know where there wasn't peace for a Tesla dealership? Germany. Yeah, thank God it wasn't here. Thank God it was not in the United States of America, because you would end up in El Salvador in some, sort of a aluminum version of Auschwitz, right? With bunks, with people in there, tattooed. I mean, it's just so bizarre, the whole thing. It's just so bizarre. But no, it was in Germany. In Germany, somebody set ablaze seven different Teslas, seven of them. Woo! Just set them up. I wonder what they're going to do with those, vandals. Are they going to send those vandals to El Salvador as punishment, or will they just send them here as punishment? Good job. Well done. It looks like people are not buying Teslas, which was the goal of this. And, I can't even imagine anybody trying to buy a Cybertruck this weekend. Can you? No, I cannot. First of all, they fall apart, these Cybertrucks. And so I'm guessing like all the honking and the chanting made bumpers just fall off of the cars. And so people went, oh, I didn't know it did that. Oh, I didn't know it responded to loud noises in this manner. Yes. Yes, it does. I mean, so if you were one of those people that was trying to buy a Cybertruck, but the chanting was too loud and the bumper just fell off, you're welcome. That's all I can say. You're welcome. But yes, it was a nice show, and it was global. It was everywhere. I mean, I looked, it was in various cities, Seattle. Pramila Jayapal, the congresswoman, she attended the Seattle Tesla takedown. There were Tesla takedown protests in Virginia, in Pennsylvania, Colorado, California, of course, Washington State. That was Seattle. That's where she went. Chicago, Indiana, Cincinnati. Cincinnati? Oh, it's getting a little close to the Mason-Dixon line, don't you think? Yeah, Cincinnati. All right. New Jersey, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, Maryland, Minnesota, Texas, and across the pond, too. In the EU, in Germany. Germany did not, it did not go well. They could not maintain the peaceful posture. They just set them on fire. Just set them ablaze is what happened there. But yeah, I mean, people are showing up because people are disgusted. I don't know why Elon Musk doesn't understand he's PR kryptonite at this point. I don't know. But you know what he did this weekend? I'm sure everybody knows where he was. I know where you were. You know where I was. But where was Elon? Elon Musk was in Wisconsin wearing a cheese head. It's always a good look for a billionaire, don't you think? I mean, you kind of got to be from Milwaukee or from even Madison to get away with a cheese head. But there he was, pasty old white boy, wearing a cheese head, trying to convince people that buying a seat on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court was world-changing and that he needed to buy that seat by giving voters million-dollar checks again. Something our courts don't seem to think is impermissible. They think it's, you know, quite fine because of this Citizens United thing. I got to tell you, this money in politics, this is why we are where we are. Just in case people were like, how did we get here? How did I get here? You got here because money equals speech. You got here because corporations are people, my friend. You got here because in 2012, the United States Supreme Court said corporations are people and the way that they speak is with money. It's sort of like the Cyrillic alphabet. We don't really get the speech, but you know, we understand what it's trying to say. We can't really read it, but we know it wants something with us, right? I mean, it's just so weird. So Elon Musk was in Wisconsin giving people million-dollar checks if they signed documents that said that they would organize for his preferred GOP candidate for the state Supreme Court seat in Wisconsin. A guy, I think his name is Schimmel, rhymes with Kimmel, but has nothing to do with him. Something like that. And then all I know is we don't want him. We want Susan. Okay. This is what I know about a state Supreme Court race. I mean, why do we know about a state Supreme Court? Why is this so important? Well, I don't know if people have ventured in to try and glean what the importance is to Elon that would make Elon stand on a stage and say that this could change the world, this particular state Supreme Court seat. I swear to God, he's saying it could change the world. And I'm looking at, like, what is on the table for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court? Like, what's coming up? What decisions are they going to have to make? Well, There's a bunch. Some have to do with the maps, the districts, the voting districts, you know, that kind of thing, making them fair. The other thing, though, the thing I think is really, really huge, really, really big, union busting. They're going to have to decide whether or not Wisconsin can have unions. Guess what Elon Musk is, guess what he does? He makes cars. In non-union factories. Uh-huh. And this whole sort of tariff thing that we got going on Liberation Day, where we're going to be liberated right out of our 401ks, I think it might favor making Teslas. I think it might.